Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the term dinosaur highway gives the impression of T-Rexes and Velociraptors driving around the place in huge Flintstone-type cars. Yet in Oxfordshire, excavation work is taking place on what appears to be a track regularly used by them. Kirsty Edgar is a professor of paleontology at the University of Birmingham. Kirsty, good afternoon.
Hi.
This track now, I know it's extrapolating a little bit. You don't have all of it, but could you make a guess as to how long this track was?
Well, we currently have around 100 footprints that stretch for about 220 metres. We could see it going off into the distance for at least another 30. So I would guess it could go on for, 50, 100 more steps. So, yeah, it could be even bigger. We could be getting close to the world record.
Okay. And so from that, can you infer where they were going, where they were coming from and where they were going to and why?
That is a really good question. We have evidence from a number of years of the excavation that the dominant direction that the dinosaurs are walking in, and these are herd dinosaurs, sauropods with long necks, long legs, long tails, that they were predominantly walking in a northerly direction. Where they would have been walking along something like through an environment like the Florida Keys today. So potentially following sort of where there were dips or not going through the water and on the harder ground. Where they were going, who knows, probably looking for food or fresh water.
Right. And they would have been, and these sauropods, would they have been vegetarians?
Yeah, so the sauropods are vegetarian or herbivorous dinosaurs. We do also at this site, though, excitingly find evidence for some carnivorous dinosaurs. Not as many, but they do seem to be following the sauropod dinosaurs.
Ah.
So possibly scouting for their next meal.
And so presumably then the sauropods were in a herd for mutual protection.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. And you can't, like, they'd go north for some particular reason. Was there some food source there that at certain times of the year they'd go to find?
The honest answer is we don't know. But as the quarry keeps being expanded, we get to go in each year and have another look. So, in a couple of years, maybe I'll be able to tell you we'll find something at the end of the track.
Yeah. So, but these sauropod dinosaurs, is it known, for instance, would they go a certain place to breed?
Yeah. So it could be they could be migrating due to seasonality. So weather, it could be food, it could be related to safety, it could be related to breeding. We don't currently know. All we know is that there's a dominant direction that they're all moving in.
Yeah. And is there any evidence they came back that way?
So there are a few sauropods going in. So we have at this site now over, many years of work, around sort of 100 trackways. The majority of them are going north. There's a few that have broken from the herd and gone in the other direction.
Yes.
We suspect these were, what we're seeing when we excavate the quarry floor, we're only really looking at possibly, a couple of weeks of activity, if that.
Yeah.
So it's all very close in time. So it could have been part of the same herd, the ones going in the opposite direction. It could have been a different group. Maybe it was a very common throughfare for them.
Because I'm just kind of wondering, was this, they'd go north, they'd stay there for a while, then they'd come back again. But maybe there's a layer underneath where you're excavating that has loads of footprints going back the ways.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But
the chances of finding footprints is actually, it's quite unlikely potential that they'll be preserved. So the fact that we have so many is kind of exceptional.
Yeah. And this is a quarry for the most part they were found in. And like, tell us something about what conditions would be necessary to find footprints like this.
Yeah. So it's sort of, you need the Goldilocks effect. You need a little bit of water in the sediment so that when the foot impresses on the ground, it makes a shape. So imagine being at the beach. So you want a little bit of water, but not too much, because otherwise when you take your foot out, the footprint collapses. So you need a little bit of water. You need sediment that is fine enough to preserve some detail. So not coarse rocks, because otherwise you won't get the shape. And then you need it to dry. in the sun a little bit so the shape is preserved. And then very quickly, you need it to be covered. So that could be a storm event. It could be a flooding event. Anything to just get it out and isolated from the atmosphere and other animals moving to disturb it. So we really are looking at this site at tiny, like a, you know, a day or a week in the life of a group of dinosaurs.
And initially, were they discovered by quarry workers?
Yeah. So the most recent set of tracks from that actually were initially discovered in 2023 were by a gentleman called Gary Johnson. He was driving his digger and removing the rocks that sit over the top of these footprints. And he kept hitting lumps. So he got out of his digger, had a look, and he was like, huh, these lumps all line up. And that's when it was realised that these were likely dinosaur footprints. And we got called in to excavate.
Right. Now, so is there a limited life expectancy on this track with all the footprints in it?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it's part of a live quarry. Unfortunately, there's no public access because of that. The tracks do, once they're exposed, weather very quickly. So they're being protected and sort of recovered to protect them. Sort of what the future of the site is, I think, is still very much up for discussion. So watch this space. But whatever happens, we've taken something like 50,000 images over the last few years of where we've been working. So we have these really highly detailed 3D models that allow us for science, for public engagement and communication to share what the site looks like. So we've always got that as a backup, whatever might happen.
And when you have to cover them again, what do you cover them with?
So they're typically covered with a special protective mesh, a fine layer of sediment, and then you have, depending on, sort of heavier material on top.
All right. OK, so to preserve this in a way that you could actually see the footprints, I imagine that would be quite elaborate then.
You'd have to. Yes, you can't see the footprints when they're covered in this way. If you wanted to preserve them, I think you'd really, unless it was sort of an open air museum that you could go into, you'd really need to be including them in a building. And the site is huge. So we're talking about a very big building.
Right. Okay. Well, you never know, Kirsty. It might happen.
I can dream.
Yeah, you can. Keep on dreaming. Thank you very much for talking to us today. That was Professor Kirsty Edgar there, a professor of paleontology at the University of Birmingham.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.